With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Montana's attorney general is suing two of the largest opioid distributors in the state for allegedly fueling prescription drug overdoses. The state's lawsuit filed today says McKesson Corporation and Cardinal Health, Inc. together shipped more than 60% of the opioids coming into the state from 2006 to 2014. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Attorney General Tim Fox summarized in a Helena press conference the nearly 100-page lawsuit over the company's policies for distributing pain-killing drugs like oxycodone, oxycontin, and certain forms of fentanyl.
The increased volume of opioid prescribing and distribution correlates directly to skyrocketing addiction, overdose, and death.
During the nine-year period in which the lawsuit frames many of its claims, Fox says McKesson and Cardinal Health distributed over 432 million opioid pills in Montana. According to data compiled by the Kaiser Family Foundation, Montana's opioid overdose death rate rose and fell between that time window, from as low as 5.2 deaths per 100,000 in 2006 to a high of 9.4 deaths per 100,000 in 2009. Montana's lawsuit joins similar complaints filed by state's attorneys general targeting opioid distributors amid the painkiller epidemic. Sonny Rodriguez, senior manager of corporate public relations at McKesson, said in a written statement to Montana Public Radio that the company plays an important but limited role in the drug supply chain, and quote, "Any suggestion that McKesson drove demand for opioids in this country reflects a fundamental misunderstanding and mischaracterization of our role as distributor," unquote. Cardinal Health, Inc. did not immediately respond to Montana Public Radio's request for comment. The Montana lawsuit was filed in the State District Court in Lewis and Clark County. Attorney General Fox is a candidate in the Republican primary race for governor. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.